Hello, and welcome to Your Sparkly Brand. We're here to inspire and empower entrepreneurs just like you. This podcast is all about delivering no fluff, high value content that helps you to grow your business. It doesn't matter if you have no budget and you're still DIYing everything on your own, we're giving you the tips, tools, and strategies that you need to build your sparkly empire. I'm Megan Gersh, your resident brand designer and website designer, and I'm here with my co-host, the copywriting extraordinaire, Lauren Tassie. Hey, Lauren, how's it going?
Hi, Megan. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been an interesting week.
Yeah, I feel like a million things have happened this week.
Dish the details.
I mean, my business is just like, it's just nonstop right now. Actually, like today it feels a little better. And I think it also might be my mom was in town and she just left town. And then Alex is gone for a few days. So just to have a feel like I finally have a little bit of breathing room. And like, it just felt like I was like out in the bottom of the hole and never making my way to the top. So I am glad to feel like I'm on the other side of that now.
Is that your sparkly moment this week?
Yes. You know what? I had another one, but it takes us too much into the topic for today. So that'll come up when we get into our topic. What was your sparkly moment?
So this week, I just handed off a huge branding project to a client and just got initial feedback from them and just very excited. I think that they really enjoy the branding. And so that's always like a really good feeling. It's just like something that I pour a lot of myself into. And I really take time to like get to know like what the client actually needs and like try to listen to them as much as possible and take the direction that they give me. And just to get that feedback, it just is so rewarding. So super excited about that.
That's so awesome. All right. I feel like we just like can't even wait to talk about our topic for today because it's your sparkly moment of the week. It's my sparkly moment of the week. It's what we do. I think it's why our clients come to us for our services. And we are talking about kick-ass branding. I tend to use the term bold branding just because that's what I go for. But this is what we mean. We mean kick-ass. We mean bold. We mean like highly magnetizing that when we're talking about kick-ass branding. It's drawing the people you want towards you and pushing the people away that are not for you. So let's go over some of the branding basics and we'll sort of talk through how to turn the basics into kick-ass branding.
Absolutely. So let's just talk about what exactly branding is, right? Like this is your essentially your first impression that you get to make with clients or customers. And your brand identity are the visual assets that you put together that actually make your brand stand out. It's the visual elements that set your brand apart from others. And honestly, like nobody likes boring branding. Like there are tons of brands out there that kind of all look the same. Like if you go on Creative Market, even if you look at like website templates or brand templates, like a lot of them look all the same. And this is why branding is so important in your business. It is a part of your reputation. It affects how your customers and clients perceive your business and how your business stands apart from the rest.
Do you ever like, sometimes I see people or brands that I really like and admire and they'll be like, look, we have a new logo. And you're like, I think this is worse. Or it's just like so vanilla that you're, I don't know. I've just experienced this lately with someone that I care about a lot. And I'm just sort of like, that's it? Really? That's what you're doing? So yeah, maybe they're listening.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens so often, honestly. And like, it's just sad. Like, it's like, how many people were consulted when this decision was made? And like, did you actually consult with a brand expert or did you, you know, just throw something together? Like, it's just one of those questions.
It's like, if you're going to pay for somebody to make a logo or do some bit of branding, at least do something exciting, do something interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So off my soapbox, here's what is so important about branding. And I know this is what comes up with my clients a lot, is they just kind of want to jump into the logos or jump into the brand voice. But it's knowing your target customer first. And that comes down to research and not just guessing. I don't work with anyone who is just sort of guessing what their ideal client is. That just like, it never works. You're just imagining people that don't exist. Knowledge is key and it's going to help you position yourself. The more you know, the stronger of an identity you can build for your brand. So you do appeal to the customers you want. Get out of the face of the customers you don't want just because they're never going to buy for you. Don't spend money on ads. Don't spend money on people that aren't going to buy from you. You can't sell to everyone. So knowing who and what to focus on is important. And you'll be able to tailor your product or your service to fit your brand. And they'll love it. And they'll tell the friends.
Yeah. And going with that, like your brand is not just the pretty face of the company, but it's also your focus in on your personality. So like looking at your brand's mission and your vision and like really expressing your brand's voice. Like, is that going to be a funny personality or a more serious serious tone, or like, how would you speak to your customers? And like, what is the tone that they would connect with the most? Really doing a deep dive on that and figuring out which pieces of language are going to help to set you apart from the rest of the people in your industry. Figuring out if there's like a specific name that you want to give to your audience, like saying like, hey, besties, or like, hey, fam, or like giving them a name. I have one friend that says like, hey, spooky babes. So it's just like really calling out to that specific person. Like, not everybody's going to identify as a spooky babe, right? Like, so that is really narrowing in on that person and calling out to them. And also thinking about like what your business stands for. So like, what is your vision? What's your goals for the company? What is your purpose? Maybe you are really, really passionate about animal rights, let's say, and you take a percentage of all of your business profits and you donate it to animal rights. Maybe that's something that you incorporate into your content strategy. You talk about that on social media. You talk about that in your emails, because the people that are also passionate about that are going to be really drawn to you. So think about how you might be able to incorporate that, as well as like if your brand has a specific story to tell. So I know a lot of businesses were born out of COVID, right? Like, a lot of people had to pivot. A lot of people got laid off. And as a result, a slew of small businesses sprung up, you know, when the pandemic hit. And so that is like one of the stories that you could be telling in your brand story, you know, like saying like, I got laid off, or like maybe you got fired, or whatever the case is. But you know what? I rose from the ashes and now I have a 7-figure business or whatever. But just telling that story. In this day and age, the customer really wants to align with brands that they really connect with. This is why it's so important to show your face on camera and really be able to show the emotions that you, you know, embody, like behind these certain causes, behind these certain values. It's not a bad thing to stand for something. And in fact, that is one of the main things that will help to attract and repel people from your brand. You don't want people that you don't want in your brand coming to you. So like, for example, I'll give you like my own example is like, I don't typically work with like get rich quick type people. I much rather would work with like folks that are anti hustle, anti grind, want to build like a sustainable business. And that's just something that like, you know, I talk about a fair amount in my social content, all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, figure out what that is for your business and see if you can integrate that into your strategy. And honestly, it's not just about selling a product and, but building a connection with your customers and turning them into advocates for your company is really going to be a longer term strategy that will honestly scale your business. And it will help you to, you know, really get the name out to folks that might not have heard of your business otherwise.
One of the things that has come up for me a lot, and it's something I'm going through right now with one of my clients is, and I would be curious to get your perspective on this. Like, I have, because of my voice and my website and my image that I put out there, like bold, like it's all over. It's like, that's what I am. That's what I do. And people come to me and they want bold copy. They want to build this like amazing brand. But then when you actually go through that process and you give them that really bold thing, they don't quite want it. It's like not quite, you know, it's a little too much, a little too far. I'm actually dealing with the opposite right now with a client, which is so fun because we just hit the nail on the head with the copy. And it was like, I was getting feedback, like it feels a little Hallmark. It feels a little too cliche. And I was like, really? All right. I'm just going to go for it. And I like sat down and I was like, if this was my company, what would I write? And I did like a mission statement, some brand values and stuff for them. And it's hilarious. And I'm so proud of it. And I'm like so happy that they want to go there and be that bold because they're in an industry where that's what they need to do. You know, there's so many competitors and I mean, their product is very unique, but it's just, they have to stand out in their industry.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, that's, I feel like for you and I, at least that sounds like an ideal client where it's like, yeah, just balls to the wall. Like, let's go, like, let's make it as crazy as, not as crazy, but like, you know, as bold as we can go within the voice.
Yeah. Balls to the walls is good. That would have worked in there. So let's talk about the visual side of branding. Looks matter. The look of your brand is important because it's your visual representation. Your business name is the first thing. And I think this is something I was working on with the client I just mentioned, was coming up with a business name for them. And it's obviously a huge commitment. And I think it's important to think about physically what it looks like too. You know, is it two words pushed together into one? Are we taking the vowels out of a word? Like the physical side of the words versus just what it means. It connects next to everything in your business, if it's just not like the heart and soul of your why behind having the business, then it's probably not the right name. Also, it's a great way to use your own name. You know, that's why I, you know, my business is my name right now, is because you're never not going to want like your own name probably. Okay. And then also color, right? This helps you define the brand and convey the feeling. It differentiates you from competitors. Color psychology is a whole thing. We could even do an episode on this. You know, yellow makes you feel one way. Purple makes you feel another way. It's thinking about what you want, how you want to make people feel when they see your brand. And then your logo is another part of it. Obviously, once you figure out your colors, the logo starts to come together a little easier. It's the face of your company. It's that, I mean, you think about recognizable logos, they're everywhere. And they're like a part of our culture, not just like, it's not just advertising, it's a part of our culture. So you want to make sure it's unique and identifiable and scalable in all sizes, right? Whether it's like a tiny little, I forget what it's called, the thing in the browser tab, that little image.
Fav icon.
Yes, fav icon. Whether it's that or it's going to be on a billboard, like it has to work in both settings. And then you also want to find a great slogan or tagline, brief, descriptive, and catchy to make a lasting impression. I like to make sure there's some kind of wordplay in there somehow, if you can, as long as it's still clear and you know what you're doing, but something clever just like sticks in the brain.
One of the biggest mistakes that I see businesses make all the time is that they wind up picking their favorite colors instead of colors that will resonate with their audience. You really have to remove your ego a bit when you're sitting down to do your branding, just because like your product, while it might be for you, what you resonate with, it's really more for your target audience, right? Like you want them to feel a specific way about your brand, whether that be happy or whether you have like a mystical brand or your spiritual brand, like whatever it is, you're really choosing and making those decisions for them, which I think is like a huge stumbling block that a lot of people get wrong when they are setting up their branding. And by the way, if you are in a place where you're DIYing your branding, if you're not quite ready to invest in professional branding just yet, I actually have a tool and we can drop the link to it in the show notes, but it's called the DIY Brand Kit. It combines a Canva style brand guide template with video strategy. So there's tons and tons of brand board templates out there, which like when I was researching this tool, I was like, oh my God, there's so many of these, but none of them have the strategy that goes with it, which is literally what branding is all about. But let's get into a few tips that will essentially help you to make a great brand. The first is something I always tell all my clients, but like being consistent is the number one thing. So applying your branding across the board, across your social media channels, even in your emails, everything that you do should be have your branding infused into it. This is talking about your colors, your fonts, like any textures, like any, your brand voice as well. Like there's lots of different things that go beyond just the logo and branding. And when you really start to embody the brand that you're trying to create, you need to think about how to speak to your customers. If you were to walk up to them on the street, like how would you speak to them? Would it be in slang? Would it be more formal? Like what's the tone there? Really thinking about that and making sure that that is consistent across your channels as well. One other thing that I'll mention too is that building templates in your business is extremely helpful just because it makes all of your content look really consistent. And also it helps to build that brand recognition that so many businesses crave in niches where there's a lot of competition. You need to build that brand recognition in order for folks to say like, oh, I know who that person is, or I've seen that in my feed before. And so templates can help you to achieve that. Another tip that I like to give clients as well, especially when I'm handing off like a finished brand guide to them, and it's like, okay, you have the brand guide in place. Like you have like all of these like guidelines to follow, but also don't be afraid to like, as your business grows or evolves, like these are guidelines, but that doesn't mean that rules are not meant to be broken. That means that like, these are like kind of the starting point, but like your business might add a new product down the line, or you might add a new service, or something might evolve where, you know, you feel the need to integrate something into your core values. So just keep that in mind as your business continues to grow and evolve. Use them as like a guideline. When in doubt, you can always go back to the guides. One other thing I wanted to mention too, and I briefly touched on this just a second ago, but having a brand guide in place for your business is crucial. If you don't have a brand guide in place for your business, I would highly recommend getting one in place, at least the bare bones of something. So you need colors, fonts, you know, like textures for your business, any iconography, that you're using, the brand voice, the getting your mission kind of zeroed in, looking at your core values and just writing it down and putting it into a document. So that way, if you decide to hire somebody on in your business or you expand your business in any way, this is a document that you can provide to those people that kind of lays everything out for them and that really can explain to them like what this business is going to look like and how they should be communicating with people outside of the business.
Yeah, I want to share a little bit about brand voice guides, which is something I do for my clients because I see a lot of people spend money on the visual side of branding and then they have like this beautiful 36-page guide and there's like one page on like messaging and voice when really it's such a huge part of a brand. And I know, and that doesn't mean you need to redo everything just because the voice isn't there, but having something deeper to review actually makes it easier when you're writing things for your business, when you start bringing people on your team and you need somebody else to do your social captions or something. A brand voice guide really sort of gives you like just a place you can go back to every time. When I do brand voice guides, I include a mission statement. I include like, these are the words we do use. These are the words we don't use. A whole like, if your brand were a person, what would it be? A whole description of that. You know, he goes to the park on Sunday with his dog and like, it's all a little, you're sort of like, how can that be helpful? But just being able to like internalize that when you're writing for your business is so useful. And then I also include in my brand guides, I include a little general, just like some general information about SEO and how to make it work for you. And also just like some best copywriting practices, like the bird's eye view of how to write great copy, just because having that all in one place can make it so much easier when you have to sit down and there's a blank Google Doc staring back at you.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe we should work together on some of these sometime or like power team up because like, I feel like that would be a nice synergy.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite kick-ass brands, but what we really want to do is hear back from our listeners. You can go onto Spotify and answer this question just like right in the app. You don't even have to leave. Or if you're watching this on YouTube or on social media, just leave a comment below about your answer to this question. And then we'll share some of our favorites on an upcoming episode. So let's talk about kick-ass brands and like the ones that are doing it right now that when I see it, when you see it, we just get excited. And I'll start. And this for me is all about copy and messaging, and it's Oatly. And I think like it's like probably every copywriter's favorite brand, just because it's like so funny. And sometimes you look at this and you go, wow, that guy was like literally man, woman, you know, whoever was literally just probably sitting at his desk, like looking at a pen and being like, this pen likes oat milk or whatever. I think it was a few months ago, they did a whole campaign where they did for oat milk. And it was like, is there anything I need to know or prepare for milk? Like they just took random fact questions that did not relate to their product at all and put them on billboards, but put oat milk or Oatly or whatever it is. So I just think it's hilarious. It totally gets my attention. That's one of my favorites. What's one for you, Meg?
That's amazing. I actually remember when Oatly did like there was a bus ad campaign like here in LA. It's just definitely eye-catching, like very, very funny. But I think for me, I have to shout out Duolingo just because they are doing some like, so it's been like a trend right now for brands on TikTok to get like these like mascot costumes. And like, that is like their entire like brand, but like these mascots like wind up doing like all of these silly, most ridiculous things. And so they have a life-size Duolingo costume for the brand. And so this Duolingo bird just like goes around like doing the most ridiculous things. And I just think it's like amazing. Like it's definitely like generating some chatter on social media. Like you've seen other brands like copying that as like a, like kind of taking their lead, like getting their own mascot costumes. And like, I feel like Duolingo was like the first one that I saw do that on TikTok. Maybe there were others, but like, that's the first one that got my attention. And it's just, they literally make this bird into like a meme. Like, it's so funny. If you ever have a chance to go look at their TikTok account, highly recommend just for some inspiration and like for, you know, this is like a brand that's like really embracing that platform.
I mean, you know, you're doing something right if you're getting copied by other brands.
Yeah. I mean, now if you go and look at like, even like, I don't want to name out the copiers, but I've definitely seen it. Like, it's just funny how like every single, you know, brand that has popped up, like brands are slowly learning that they need to be on TikTok for like visibility to stay relevant with like Gen Z and stuff. But like, it's just funny how like a brand will like have like, you know, a handful of videos and it's be like, oh, like it's their fifth video and now they've introduced this like character, you know what I mean? So it's interesting.
Another brand that I'm just like super interested in what they're doing these days is Skims, which is actually Kim Kardashian's like shapewear, but it's not really even shapewear anymore. And I don't think it really has a lot to do with her, the success in terms of what they're doing with the branding. I'm sure she just has great team. They've kind of created their own category of clothing. I don't know how many brands were doing this, you know, before that company started a few years ago, but like they took like shapewear and turned it into like outerwear. And they do some really interesting things with the way they drop their products. They, you know, it's like, this is coming tomorrow and there's only a few. And, you know, I don't think they have supply chain issues. I don't think that's what it is. I think it's just to people like keep people engaged. And then they just keep kind of like finding other categories in fashion and taking them and being like, well, this is swimwear with long sleeves. And like, it's very interesting. And they're one of the ones that I open the emails every day. I'm like, what are you doing?
Do they have good subject lines?
They're fine. They're like, you know, new drops, just in. I think I'm also just curious about like what the products are, because I think a lot of it is product driven in that case specifically. I don't care about oat milk. I don't think I've ever had oat milk in my entire life. That is all about the brand messaging for me.
Amazing.
That's the end of the episode, but we want to hear from you guys all about who are your favorite Kick-Ass brands, like who's doing stuff really cool right now, whether it's like inspiring or maybe it's just like hilarious, like Duolingo. Like now I'm going to go look up Duolingo on TikTok. Yep. Who's got time for that? Nobody, but you know, now I've got to. Let us know, engage on Spotify. We want to hear from you. Like what Kick-Ass brands are you loving that are and what are they doing in marketing right now? So that's all that we've got. Until next time, stay sparkly.